You don't have to have all of the right language. You don't have to have lots of money. You don't have to have fancy connections. If you have a library card and the wherewithal to sit and take 10 minutes and read to your child, you can build a different version of the world.
That's Brittany Cooper, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Brittany Cooper is the New York Times best-selling author of several books, including her debut picture book, Stand Up, 10 Mighty Women Who Made a Change. When not writing, she's a professor of women's and gender studies and Africana studies at Rutgers University. She joins us to talk about her picture book, Mama Says I'm Fine. Brittany, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I understand that this book is inspired by your mother. Tell us about her.
My mother was my favorite person on the planet. She was my superhero. She raised me by herself in the Deep South in the 1980s and 1990s. She was hardworking, brilliant, beautiful. She made me believe that I could do and be anything that I wanted to be. And I wanted to tell a story that reflected all the lessons and care that she instilled in me.
So describe this picture book for us. What are people going to find here?
So they're going to find a vibrantly illustrated children's book, thanks to our illustrator, Tamisha Anthony, that tells the story of a mom and daughter going through their day and having a set of conversations that revolve around the refrain, I'm fine, where a mom is continually reassuring her daughter, whether it's because she had a tough day at school, she says, you're fine, or she did really great at school and she says, you're fine, you know, you did a fine job, or they're at the store and our little girl protagonist wants things that are not in the budget that month. And her mom says, you're fine, you know, or she scrapes her knee and her mom says, you're fine, everything's okay. So it is a way for us to think about how parents who might not have lots of extra and fancy words affirm and love and build confident children.
So this is a picture book. So for what age would you recommend the book?
For ages 4 to 8, but I would also recommend it to anyone who likes reading gorgeously illustrated, beautiful stories. I think that this book speaks to the kid in us all.
And that's the thing about picture books. You actually have two audiences. You have the kid, but if it's a young enough child, they can't read. So the other audience is the adult. So do you keep that audience in mind as well?
Always, you know, I'm always thinking about all the people that we ever were at any given moment. And so many of the folks who read my first children's book, Stand Up, tell me about the joy that they get at story time reading with their kids. And I think that all of us are drawn to beautiful art.
To give us a taste of this book, would you read a bit of it for us?
Sure, I would love to. It's just two little words, but when you hear them enough, it adds up. Two words can become 1,000. Thousands of words can become 1,000,000. And with 1,000,000 words telling me that nothing can knock me down, they become the truth. And no matter what, I know that I'm fine.
So this phrase, I'm fine, was so important in your growing up and from your mother. Is that why you wanted to share this message with children?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think that we live in a moment where we're so over the top with all of our praise of each other. You're extraordinary. You're excellent. You're amazing. And that's wonderful. And we need that. And at the same time, sometimes it's a lot to live up to, you know? And when parents are really trying to get kids from all of the different activities and get dinner on the table and get the shopping done and get gas in the car, sometimes you just need a simple phrase that says, I hear you. I'm listening to you. I see you. You're fine. And I want children who are hearing that from their parents to have a bunch of different ways that they can think about what that means. And so reading this book will help them to think about it in all of these different contexts. And I want parents to feel the take the pressure off of themselves to always have the perfect set of things to say to their kids. You know, so many of us who are parenting age did not grow up with parents who were people who use a lot of effusive praise. And, you know, I think that we can bring a little bit of that back if it helps us take the pressure off of ourselves to always say the right thing.
Why is it important to you? And I guess, why do you enjoy creating books for children?
children are a riot. They are wonderful, so much fun, so deeply insightful, and they are sponges for ideas, and they deserve to be engaged in conversation. And when you are in community and conversation with children, what I want in every part of my life is to never be talking down to an audience, right? I always want to be able to engage folks in a serious way, in a way that takes them seriously. And I think children ask that of us. I was a kid who, because my mom was a single mom, you know, saw a lot very early. And so was very precocious and looking around at the world and really trying to make sense of it. And I wanted books that allowed me to do that. And I had amazing teachers who affirmed that teaching children how to take the world seriously while also having fun doing it is the right way to do things. And so, yes, it's a joy and a pleasure to be able to just talk to young people and be in community with them. And I didn't want to be a professor of the kind that could not have regular conversations with folks, right? Professors can sometimes be a little weird and, you know, and removed. And being able, if you can't explain an idea to children, then you don't know what you're talking about. And so it keeps me grounded too.
Well, as you mentioned, you are a professor, you're a scholar, you're an advocate to empower women. How does this picture book and other picture books you've done sort of fit into that overall mission you have?
Yes. You know, my mother, when I was very young, we lived in public housing. And I like to think about that because I watched my mother work throughout my childhood to move us from public housing to a modest apartment to a modest home, which is in so many ways a version of the American story. One of the things that never changed was that when I was a little girl, we had story time every night, even when we lived in public housing. That helped me to become an early reader. It helped me to be effective at school. It created in me a love of books. And what I want always to do is to remind people that we can always do something to make the world better. And sometimes the most revolutionary thing you can do is read a book to your kid at night before bed. You don't have to have all of the right language. You don't have to have lots of money. You don't have to have fancy connections. If you have a library card and the wherewithal to sit and take 10 minutes and read to your child, you can build a different version of the world. That is what I'm always trying to do. When I walk into a classroom with college students, I'm trying to inspire them to recognize that the problems that they see and the things they want to change, they absolutely can do it if they're willing to commit themselves to the work of studying and learning new ways of addressing the problem. But I learned that that was possible because my mother read books to me. And so it felt like the most befitting tribute ever to, you know, share a little bit of my mother's and my story for children to, you know, have that experience with their parents and their adults.
I'm curious about the creative process of putting together a picture book, because it's not just words, it's not just pictures. It's a dance between the two of what you say versus what you show. So tell us a little bit more about your illustrator and how the two of you created this book.
Yes. So Tamisha and I did not know each other before working on this project together, but Scholastic introduced us. And it turned out that we have some shared commonalities in our background, both raised by single moms, both raised in the Deep South. And so I shared some pictures of my mom and I when I was young. And I'm just amazed at how Tamisha was able to capture the spirit of that moment and of our life together and let that be an inspiration for a broader story. I think she nails it so much. There were images that I didn't give to her. And yet, you know, so there's like a wonderful illustration where the mom figure is doing her daughter's hair at night. And that was one of the rituals every day. And any Black mother and child will know this ritual. And she put it in this book and it just meant so much. And it made the story come alive.
Well, congratulations on having this book out there. I'm curious, what's next for you?
So I'm working on more children's books, and I have a middle grade series coming for middle school age children next year. So it'll be, it's a group of friends called The Bees. So look out for that coming your way.
Well, this current picture book is Mama Says I'm Fine. It's by Brittany Cooper. Brittany, thank you very much for talking with me today.
It was my pleasure, Dan. Thank you for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.